hello, everyone. We are live. Today is October 30th, 2025. Welcome to everyone jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We've got a doozy tonight, let me tell you, because I have multiple words from the Lord to share, and we're going to talk about what's really happening with this shutdown. It is incredible, prophetically, what is going on with this. We have some breaking news for you as well that we're going to share right after prayer. But let me say hello to the people jumping in right now. I see Pennsylvania. Welcome, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Washington State. Welcome, Ohio. Welcome to you. Aurora, Colorado. Blessings. Welcome. Let's see where else here. North Dakota. Hello to you and Arizona. Colorado Springs, Michigan, Oregon. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, let's see who else is. Maranatha to you too. I saw that as well. Hello, hello to everyone who's coming in. There's lots of hellos. South Carolina, Louisiana, Fiji Islands. Hello to our friends who are watching all the way from Fiji. Please send us some nice weather because we're being dumped on over here right now in the Northeast. Hello to you. Hello to our international audience coming in as well. I see Titusville, Florida, New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. Colorado, see them coming in, Montana as well, Illinois, hello to you, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, hello to our wonderful neighbors that are coming in from Canada, we're so happy to have you with us watching, I see Virginia as well, Oklahoma, Idaho as well, God bless you, happy to have you with us, let's see who else is coming in, we'll do a few more. I see many Michigans, Ohios, and Colorados coming in, as well as Arizona. So very happy to have you all with us. Missouri, welcome, welcome to you. New York, hello to our neighbor in Northern New York. Very happy to have you with us as well. Delray Beach, Florida, welcome, welcome, welcome. California, Seymour, Connecticut, hello to our neighbors in Connecticut. Buckle up is right. I saw that as well. Yep, buckle up tonight because this is going to get real interesting, real fast between these two words and between what I have to say about what is happening between the shutdown and the White House posting a picture of a blood moon. This is getting epic, prophetically speaking. It's getting wild. So we're going to unpack all of that for you tonight. So hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Esther is asleep, getting her fall cozy on right there. So we're going to be mentioning the book of Esther tonight. So once again, Esther's making a cameo appearance because of the scripture we're going to read some of it. Okay. So what I want to do is open up in prayer. I'm going to get into the breaking news and then I'm going to go right into the words from the Lord. And after that, then we're going to get into what is happening and some interesting things that are transpiring right now with the shutdown. So let's give this over to the Lord, and then we will get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name, Father God. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you this day. Ask you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we sin and fall short, Father. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we release any offense we hold against anyone, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we give that to you. Father, we just welcome your presence in. We praise you, Father God. We praise you that you are holy, that you are righteous. Your word says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins, the Passover lamb. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Father, we praise you that Jesus Christ, when he said, it is finished, at Calvary, we were paid in full. That price was paid in full. We were bought. We were purchased with the highest price. An open show and spectacle of the enemy was made before all of creation. He rose again triumphantly and miraculously on the third day, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all all names and our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, into this place, Father God. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your power, your presence saturate this atmosphere. Let your might and your truth go forth, Father, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, Father God, to those who are watching tonight. Lord, go before us, be our front and rear guard. Order our steps, order my words, Father God, in you, that as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, loose, release, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, and your weapons of war, Father God, to destroy the works of darkness and iniquity. That your holy angels, Lord, would surround the skies, the land, above and below here, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, we just ask a holy firewall be placed, Father God, around this place by you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, witchcraft, curse, spell, incantation, voodoo, sorcery, dark arts, dark magic, curses of any kind, and command them in the name of Jesus Christ. Dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father God, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Father God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We owe you every breath. We are the dust of the earth without that Yahweh, the breath in us, Father God. And we praise you and we thank you, Father God. The earth is your footstool. Your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God. You are the good shepherd, Father God. You are the righteous judge. You are Jehovah Gibeon. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are Jehovah Sabaoth. And Lord, we just praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I already feel the presence of the Lord. So welcome, Father, in this place. If you could share this broadcast right now, because we're going to get into a lot between the words from the Lord, breaking news, and what's happening, we would very much appreciate it. If you like and subscribe, you can hit the notification bell, and it will inform you basically when we go live. So we'd very much appreciate if you could do that. Now, we're getting into breaking news first, and then we're going to go right into the words from the Lord, and then we're going to come back and deal with the shutdown in that order. So this just started breaking a couple of hours ago, I believe, but we're going to put it up for you. Top Trump officials Miller, Noem, and Rubio adopt bunker mentality with housing reserved for military officers report. So basically, they're moving the top advisors to military housing right now, citing security concerns. This is just broken in the past few hours that they're beginning to move the top officials there. They must know something that we soon will find out. But this is right now most definitely in the works, and they are moving them. So just pray for them. I'm going to show you something. Here we go. I feel like I have a hair here. You know when you feel like you have a hair and it's like on your eyebrow and you're like trying to move it out of the way? Well, that's what's happening with me right now. So don't think I've gone crazy for a minute. I'm just trying to get the hair out of my face. So night of prayer. Something happens on the night of prayer. I give a word to Marco Rubio on the night of prayer. He's one of the people they're moving now. So we're going to show you this clip, and then we're going to go into the words from the Lord. But I want to show you this clip because this is beginning to unfold.
And I'm going to say something before we go to commercial and before we come back with our next guest, because this was dropped in my spirit, and I was hearing this in my spirit, and I'm going to release it. But they attempted to go after President Trump from the side. They attempted to go after Charlie Kirk, kind of from the side. Marco Rubio, they're going to try from the back when it comes with you. You need to watch when it comes to your back. They have attempted the side twice. Now it's going to come as the back. You need to intercede and you need to watch as this goes forth, because this word is going forth in order to dismantle what has been set in motion in the name of Jesus Christ.
That was the night of prayer that we just had, October 17th, 2025. I got that real time from the Lord right there. And now he is one of the individuals. They're actually moving because of security concerns to military housing. So intercede and pray for this, because this is there are some things moving about in the spirit, and there's some motions happening in the natural that are going to create a potential high alert situation. So just keep that in mind. Now, words from the Lord. On the 29th, the Lord woke me up at 2 a.m. and I knew it was him. Let me tell you, I know when it's the Lord, and the Lord woke me up, and I went to my office and I went into prayer, and two words came forth that are each about a page and a half long. One of them is concerning Ron DeSantis in Florida. We did release this as a short, but I'm going to release it tonight for those of you who have not heard it. And then there's a second word that not only has to do with the church, but the government. Real powerfully worded word from Almighty God. So we're going to do Florida first, and then we're going to get into the second word. And then after that, we're going to go right into the shutdown and talking about really what is unfolding and really what they're attempting to do within this nation with this shutdown. So let's go to the word of the Lord first from October 29, 2025. It came at approximately 3:30 a.m., these words. And so this one is Ron DeSantis in Florida, which wasn't even, I'll be honest, necessarily on my radar. But when I went into prayer, this is what came forth. And it says, Ron DeSantis, says the Lord. They are coming for you with sword and spear, says the Lord. There is a forward motion that is moving in your direction. Cleave unto me, says the Lord. Break away from the unholy agreement, says the Lord. For I have called you to champion righteousness, says the Lord. I have called you to come under my wings, says the Lord. Do not make unholy agreements in this time. Do not compromise corruption into those agreements, but raise a standard and a banner in Florida, says the Lord. For Florida will have a high alert moment, says the Lord. An attack, says the Lord. The intercession of the governor now will lessen the impact, says the Lord. Oh, Ronald DeSantis, says the Lord. I have called you in the night. I have called to you. Answer me in an hour of peril, says the Lord. For the spear's throne shall evade you, says the Lord, if you position yourself on my promises. Do not, for the sake of temptation and greater power, agree with the promises men set before you that do not serve me, says the Lord. Do not, capital, in this hour, make such covenants, says the Lord. Do not be lured into a war of words, for it is a trap, says the Lord. I have called you for a purpose, says the Lord, and am calling you to a higher standard and to clean up the underhandedness around you and the favors that men have sought from you, says the Lord. It is a snare to you, says the Lord. Flee from the lusts advisors around you have placed before you. Align with my word and my will, that's capital, says the Lord, and Florida shall be spared from the catastrophe that is barreling towards it, says the Lord. For Disney shall attempt to arise in their wizardry again, says the Lord. And I shall place the weapon in your hand once again that shall strike them where their crown breaks in pieces. They attempted to piece back together. And their staff, capital, snaps in two, weakening them from within, says the Lord. For Disney seeks a parent company, says the Lord. The timing, watch, says the Lord, for their cup of iniquity is once again almost full and shall be poured out. The head shall be caught in the greatest scandal, and I, the Lord, shall utilize Ronald DeSantis to carry out such. However, says the Lord, keep your hands clean in this time, says the Lord, as the greatest trafficking crimes in Florida shall come forth from the ports and the wetlands, says the Lord. I am God, there is no other, says the Lord. So that was the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord for Ronald DeSantis and Florida. So just intercede and pray for him, because the Lord is sternly warning him here in a loving way because of what's coming to Florida. So just intercede and pray for him and his decisions right now, because there are delicate dainties being put before him that are deceit. There are unscrupulous men that are attempting to get him to compromise and make deals for greater power. That is not coming from the Lord. That is coming from the enemy. The enemy is trying to ensnare him. So pray and intercede for him because of what the Lord needs him to do and be ready for in Florida. So that had to do with Florida and Ron DeSantis. Now, second word of the Lord. Another strongly worded word. Came also October 29th, 2025, during the night. And this is what it says. And this is for the church and the government. It's for what's going on in the church and what's happening within the government. I believe it's for both. And this is what the word says. Thus says the Lord, those who have no regard for the rules of the pasture, for the order of the flock, those who have ignorantly gone into other pastures and in their own insolence scattered the flocks without any direction, for the sheep under the guise of exposure and righteous acts, however, releasing and scattering the sheep pens one after the other without giving any direction to the sheep, have sent the sheep now into even greater danger than they were in. When sheep scatter and go beyond the boundaries of their pasture, they are isolated and weakened. And that is when the packs of wolves come and devour the sheep. Your supposed righteous acts have driven the sheep further to wolves, to ditches, to pitfalls. For now they are wounded, scattered, and, says the Lord, have been given no direction, that's capital, from those who claim they have righteously come in to save the sheep, have not found them a pasture, nor given them direction, nor counseled them in their wounds. They have done none, capital, of what the early church did. However, says the Lord, it was the Pharisees who constantly sought a way in to expose and scatter flocks and weaken the people and leave them vulnerable without a shepherd. Because you have done such with little regard, because you have set such a standard of righteousness, says the Lord, I shall now hold you to an even higher standard, and I will hold the private moments of your lives to the letter of the word, and I shall take and expose even greater yourselves to the people, since you demand such a standard from others while you hide in the dark and do the very things, capital, that you so publicly accuse others of. I, the Lord, shall shine a light into the areas you thought were covered, were hidden, and shall now display them wide before the people. You, for the sake of a platform, have set a standard publicly that you yourselves are not walking in. You look to scatter and destroy what you are incapable of shepherding yourselves. Incapable shepherds, deceiving the people into thinking they are capable by their exposure, mockery, and trickery. However, says the Lord, you are just another Simon the sorcerer, getting the attention of the people by any means necessary. Since you have set such a great standard of accountability, says the Lord, I shall hold you to the letter of that standard, and your indiscretion shall be magnified before the very sheep you scattered, before the people you wounded. Since you were reckless with how you handled my sheep, you shall experience such in your lives. Repent, capital, now, and turn back before it's too late, says the Lord. I felt the fear of God all over that, reading that word. I felt the fear of God on that. Let me tell you, this is not only for the church. This has to do with podcasters. This has to do with conservative podcasters. This has to do with those in Congress and leadership in the nation. This word is talking about all of them. It's warning of what the treachery and how they have handled things. And now, because of the standard they're setting of accountability, they're going to be judged now by that very standard and even greater themselves, because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing in their personal lives. But yet all they do is come out and accuse, make things about themselves. They're incapable of shepherding the very sheep that they're scattering. And this is going on with conservative podcasters. This is going on with podcasters who are Christians. This is going on in the church. And this is going on in Congress and in leadership. This is what happened with Absalom. This is what happened with King Saul. They were warned. They didn't listen. And they both fell in battle. They were warned. They both didn't listen. They both tried to take territory and seats that were not theirs to have. They both tried to come in and scatter kingdoms. King Saul turned his own kingdom upside down in order to try to chase and destroy David. Absalom then turned the kingdom upside down to try to destroy his own father, David, and take matters into his own hands for the sake of the kingdom. They both did this. And David was the common denominator. So the common denominator between Absalom and Saul is David. David represents a few things. David can represent the Jewish people. David can also represent parts of the church. We have some people in government that actually have David in their name, J.D. Vance. James David Vance and others. And so this is the warning from the Lord when it comes to this. There are things that you can, under the submission of the Lord and in wisdom, call into question. And then there's a way to do it so reckless that it makes a bigger mess than ever was there to begin with. And this is what the Lord is. I can see by this word, he has had pretty much enough of. And so that's the second word that the Lord wanted me to release tonight. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go back, because now we're going to get into everything else. So now the words are released. Praise the Lord. And, you know, the Lord's been stirring me and getting me up, so I wouldn't be surprised if another word came in the next week or so, but the Lord's been stirring me and getting me up, and he's been talking to me about these other things as well. So I want to talk about the nation and the shutdown and what's happening, because there is some really sly, stealthy things that are trying to move about and not get detected that we are going to uncover in this shutdown, because we are encroaching on it being the longest shutdown in history. We are 29 days into the shutdown now, and we are encroaching on it being the longest shutdown in history, which I believe is what they're gunning for. So I want to take you back for a minute to 2020. COVID. The Democrats, the liberals, the globalists are all involved with China, and our economy is shut down, right? So President Trump was the president. 2020, all those players involved, our economy shuts down. We endured a shutdown of the economy, and the dire situation combined with wicked advisors caused President Trump in his flesh to make some decisions that probably, looking back at it, he would even say himself, maybe he should have done that differently. But they purposely created that situation to pressure him into buckling and believing poor counsel. So that's 2020. 5 years later, Trump is the president again. And now it's not the economy that has shut down. It's now the government that has shut down, happening simultaneously while President Trump is in China attempting to make a deal with Xi. Once again, we have a shutdown in this nation with Trump as the president, and China is directly or indirectly involved. 5 years ago, we had a shutdown in this nation. It was the economy. President Trump was the president, and China was involved. We have a thread here of the playbook. There's a pattern here we have to pay attention to and pray, because another shutdown with President Trump and the cabinet, while this is occurring, this is not the time in the flesh to make deals that will ensnare and create a Jehoshaphat Ahab situation. This is not the time to make deals that are going to create a Jehoshaphat Ahab alliance. Because in scripture, when Jehoshaphat, a righteous king, made an alliance with Ahab, Jehoshaphat was almost killed. Ahab was killed. Jehoshaphat, for making the alliance, was almost killed, and the Lord spared his life. In both shutdowns, there is a thread of China being in the mix in one way or another, and amidst a weakened position in the United States, that is when China wants to play let's make a deal. 2020, in the midst of a weakened position, China decided to merge with those other players. And instead, the economy shut down. Now it's reversed because we're in a year of reversals. And now the government has been shut down. And I will say this, be careful the deals you make and agreements you make with foreign governments who hate the gospel, who persecute their own people, and who worship demon gods. Be careful the deals you make with those nations and their leaders. We're coming upon 2026, and 2026 in China happens to be the year of the fire horse. It is the year of the fire horse. So a red horse, right? Fire is red. So a red horse. There was a red horse spoken about in scripture in the book of Revelation, symbolizing war and conflict as described in Revelation 6:4. I will say this, if Xi does not release the pastors he has just imprisoned and stop the great persecution of Christians, it will not matter what deals he makes with President Trump, because he will not be in power long enough to see those deals through. He will not see, ultimately, those deals through, especially if we got a red horse, similar to the one in Revelation, being released next year in China, symbolizing war and conflict. Stay tuned for that, because that is unfolding now. So keep that in mind, right? Red horse, that of the fire horse, which is a red horse. That's what it's the year of in China. China is a red nation. It's got a red flag. And just keep all of that in mind as we go into 2026. Now, to go back to America now, now we've taken a short trip to China and we're back to America now. The White House posted something yesterday. They posted something to their official X account. They could have posted it to other social media too during the shutdown. And there's a theme here of red and blood. Okay? There's a theme here of red and blood. And I want to show you what the White House posted. The White House posted this to their X account, the Capitol, with a blood moon in back of it that says the 13th shutdown vote. Well, Purim 2025 just happened to be on the 13th, which I have to make a correction here, because in the short we put out, I said that Purim 2026 had started the 13th. No, Purim 2026, it starts March 2nd. But Purim 2025 began March 13th, was marked by a blood moon. Purim 2026 is marked by a blood moon. We'll get into that in a moment here. So the White House posts this. So there's a theme here of red and blood. And we're watching them attempt a similar playbook in this nation that they did with COVID. But instead of shutting down the government on the American people, instead it's the economy. So instead of shutting down the economy, I mean, they're shutting down the government. So when it was COVID, they shut down the economy and the government was open. Now they have shut down the government and the economy is open. And now you have the White House posting that picture of a blood moon behind the Capitol that says the 13th shutdown vote. This is officially on the White House X account. So let's talk about this, because this is highly prophetic and profound what's happening here. Purim 2025 began March 13th, right? It says the 13th vote on that post that we showed you. It began March 13th, 2025. It was marked by a blood moon. Purim 2026, which begins March 2nd, is also marked by a blood moon. This means the first year of President Trump's second term is flanked by blood moons on Purim. Flanked by blood moons on Purim. So you have two Purims. Let me show you what's wild about this. You have Purim 1 on 2025, marked by a blood moon. You have Purim 2 on 2026, marked by a blood moon. So two Purims. Then in 2027, you have a Jewish leap year, which is double Purims, because you have a Dar 1 and a Dar 2. You have Purim Katan, little Purim, and Purim, all going consecutively. Now, Purim from the Book of Esther, meaning like the divine reversal, because Haman rose through the ranks from the line of Amalek to become, in a way, the prime minister of the kingdom, positioning himself to destroy the people of God, to ultimately stage a coup to take the whole kingdom. Haman was after the whole kingdom. The Jewish people were standing in his way. He was ultimately going to stage a coup and overthrow Ahasuerus. So what does he do? He sends out a decree of destruction to annihilate the Jews. And the Lord has Esther and Mordecai positioned to intervene, to call for fasting and praying, and to go forth in the boldness of the Lord. And we begin to see that amazing, incredible divine reversal happen. Now, I want to take you to Purim 2025 for a minute, because something happened that was a prophetic warning the shutdown was coming, and that the spirit of Amalek was partially going to be behind the shutdown. So let me show you from Fox 5 New York. This was from Purim 2025. Trump Tower protests. 150 Mahmoud Khalil supporters storm Midtown buildings, 90 plus arrested. So on March 13th, when Purim began, protesters operating in the spirit of Amalek and Free Palestine storm Trump Tower and attempt to shut down Trump Tower. So it's Trump Tower and they attempt to shut it down. So shut down Trump. Okay. This happens on Purim that was marked by a blood moon. So the day that the blood moon occurs, Trump Tower is stormed by those operating the spirit of Amalek. That's from the same line Haman came from. And they attempt to shut down Trump Tower. Now, 7 months later, October 1st, 2025, Yom Kippur, the day of repentance and atonement on the Jewish calendar, the federal government shuts down. 10-1-2025, which equals 9-11. 10 plus 1 is 11, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. So you have repent 9-1-1, the day the government shuts down, 7 months after Trump Tower was stormed on Purim with a blood moon and they attempted to shut down Trump Tower. Now, the government shutdown is occurring within the window of these two Purims being marked by blood moons, and now the White House posts a picture of a blood moon behind the Capitol building that says the 13th shutdown vote and Purim 2025 just happened to begin March 13th, which was the same day those operating in Amalek attempted to shut down Trump Tower. Maybe we should put that up again to show everybody what the White House posted just yesterday. Here it is. It is the Capitol building with a blood moon in back of it. And it says the 13th shutdown vote. This has Purim and Haman all over it. And this is happening in between the window that's marked by two blood moons on two Purims, 2025 and 2026. Now, for the decree of destruction to relent, the people of God had to fast and pray. So for the decree of destruction that went out in the book of Esther, for it to relent and be reversed, the people of God had to fast and pray. And I'm going to say this publicly and with all due respect, but President Trump, I know you want to make deals with China, and I know that's important. However, amidst what is happening in this nation, I strongly suggest you call for a national day of prayer and repentance, and the leaders of Congress publicly gather on that day for prayer and repentance. I think it needs to be called for like now. Because Repent 911 is the message. That was the day of the government shutdown. A national day of prayer and repentance needs to be called for, and Congress needs to get their legal butts to the Capitol and needs to intercede and pray for the nation. This is what I believe and I feel led to say needs to happen, because you're dealing with the same spirit of Haman that wants to weaken the kingdom in order to take it over, not only in Congress and the nation, but what we see happening in New York City as well. Because as this is happening, as the White House is posting a picture of a blood moon, saying the 13th shutdown vote, when Purim happened to be the 13th of March, marked by a blood moon on 2025 and also on 2026, while a shutdown is happening in between this window, you have what's happening in New York City. You have the New York City mayor's race. You have Zohran Mamdani, who has Haman spelled in his name. The man's got Haman hidden within his name. You have Zohran Mamdani rising at the same time of the shutdown, and the White House posting a picture of a blood moon with the 13th vote that all ties to Purim. Now you tell me prophetically what's going on here, because it's becoming very clear what's moving about in this nation and what we have to intercede and pray for, why we need a national day of prayer and repentance like yesterday. We need that right now. We need that with what the nation is facing. And those operating in this spirit are blaming President Trump for the shutdown. Haman did the same in scripture. Do you know Haman blamed others too? For what he was operating in. Haman did the same thing that's happening. Esther chapter 3, and there's Esther, she's listening. So she's listening to the book being read, that's after her name. Esther chapter 3, verses 7 through 12 says, in the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman, to determine the day in the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from all other peoples, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. If it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work to bring it into the king's treasury. So silver comes to the forefront of this deal. Well, right now, when it comes to the market, silver is at one of the highest it's ever been. So I find that interesting. Verse 10. So the king took his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. And the king said to Haman, the money and the people are given to you to do with them as seems good for you. Then the king's scribes were called on the 13th day of the first month, and a decree was written according to all that Haman commanded. To the king's satraps, to the governors who were over each province, to the officials of all the people, to every province according to its script, and to every people in their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus, it was written and sealed with the king's signet ring. This is the spirit that Democrats and Republicans who have made a covenant with them are operating in. This is the spirit that Mamdani's operating in. The Democrats and Republicans who hold hands and who have made a mutated creature are saying they don't want to follow. This is what they're saying about Trump. This is what they're saying about the people of this nation who don't want to come in line with their ideologies. They don't want to follow our demands, our laws, our way of doing things. So we're just going to have to wipe this all out. That's the mentality right now. That's what we're looking at. Now, in sticking with the Haman theme for a moment here, a group of Christian pastors, I can't even believe this happened. A group of Christian pastors went and prayed over Mamdani. Well, I want to show you what they did with Zohran Mamdani, and then I'm going to connect it to everything that's going on. So we're going to show you the clip of that. Do you have a clip? Oh, you don't have the clip of it? Oh, you sent it in our chat. Can we get the clip? Okay, they're going to get the clip because this is worth it, guys. This is worth me showing you this clip. But they prayed over Haman for victory, is basically what these pastors did. A group of Christian pastors. Now, I'm going to be fair here. Had they went and prayed over Zoram Mamdani for his soul, for him to go come to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, for God's will to be done, okay, fair, because the man needs prayer. He needs to be prayed for. He needs to come to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. But they went and prayed over Zoram Mamdani for victory. And they said, and you're going to hear them say this when we put the clip up, he's for such a time as this. If that isn't a perversion of the book of Esther and the enemy reverse engineering that scripture, I don't know what is. The church is losing its freaking mind. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to say it. But let me play this for you and we'll talk some more.
Let's pray. Spirit of the Lord God, we thank you for who you are, for how you have kept, how you have redeemed, and you have made us aware and thankful for your grace and your mercy. Now, Father, we are praying for this young man whom you have chosen for such a time as this.
Yes.
Strengthen him. Please, guide him. Yes. Imbue him with wisdom. Give him the ability to know what is right for this season. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to govern well. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to hear even the smallest among us and to take them seriously. Now, Father, we thank you, not that he's going to do the miracle, but that you are going to do the miracle through him.
Yes.
And that in so doing, you will exclusively get the praise. We thank you for this. We're praying for his health, for his family. Thank you for protection in the name of the Lord God. And we call these things done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, God. Now, we need to discuss this because that is a gross manipulation of the scripture for such a time as this. First of all. Secondly, like I said, had they been praying for the man's soul or him to come to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and for God's will to be done, okay, fair, because the man needs to be prayed for. They are praying for Haman to get the victory. Christian pastors praying for Haman to get victory, who operates in the line of Amalek. Gee, where have we seen this before? Well, I'm going to tell you where we've seen it. This was manipulation like it was in Germany to get to the church to align. To get the church to align with Hitler. To get the church to align with that spirit of Amalek that was being operated in. The same thing happened. They're praying for Haman's victory, and then they think Haman isn't going to take them and erect a gallows and put them on the gallows. And I'll tell you, in Germany, there was approximately 18,000 Protestant pastors at the time of Hitler's rise in Germany. Now, 3,000 of those pastors strongly sided with pro-Nazi ideology. So 3,000 of those pastors aligned with Hitler, aligned with that ideology, okay, aligned with Amalek to save their empires that they built, thinking if they aligned with him, he would spare them. So if they aligned with him in his ideology, he would spare them. Hitler also made agreements with Muslims, which is a little known fact. He made agreements with the Muslim world as well to do what he was doing. So you had 3,000 pastors that did this. The other 3,000 sided with the confessing church and stood against the wickedness and saw what was coming. And 12,000 pastors, 12,000 remained silent and spoke not a word. Spoke not a word. You know what Esther 4:14 says? For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? If you remain silent, relief and deliverance will arise from another place. These pastors who are doing this, don't think your church will survive if Ma'am Donnie gets in. Don't think if you remain silent and play nicey nice that you'll be spared. Because you and your father's house will surely fall. And it says, yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. That's not for Haman. Haman wasn't brought to the kingdom for such a time. Esther and Mordecai were brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. That has been a complete perversion of scripture, a gross manipulation of what the scripture says and what the text means. If you remain silent and agree with what is happening, you will perish. That's what Mordecai was telling Esther. And it was Esther that was brought to the kingdom for such a time. Haman was not, like I just said. You just took that scripture and appropriated it to Haman. You just tried to speak the assignment of Esther over Haman. That is exactly what we saw happening with that. And them doing what the 3,000 pastors did in Germany, thinking playing nicey nice with such a spirit was going to spare their churches. You just uncompromised and you just ate the delicate dainties, which are deceit. And that is the kind of people that word from the Lord that I read is meant for. That is it. I'm all for praying over Ma'am Donnie to come to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, for God to fully reveal himself to him, for him to forsake the ways of his fathers. I'm all for that. I'm not for what they did. Okay, so little known fact too, from 1941 onwards, basically the Nazi army recruited Muslims to fight for them. And Muslim soldiers fought on all fronts for the Nazis. So the Nazis and the Muslims came together, and German army officials granted the Muslims a wide range of religious concessions that they were not giving to the Jews or the Christians. What's happening here in New York State right now? Hochul is granting Muslims all sorts of religious concessions. Other states are granting all sorts of religious concessions. This is the time. You see, this is what the enemy is attempting to do again. And in fact, February 13th, 2025, and we're going to get this, it all goes with the shutdown. We're going to continue with the shutdown in a minute. February 13th, 2025, word from the Lord. Purim is marked, says the Lord. The Haman shall be hunted, the decrees reversed, and a disaster shall be averted. A blood moon, says the Lord. Blood is capital. Pray for the reversal of the destruction of family lines, for that assignment has gone out. However, the prayers of the saints will be what reverses it by a hair. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Word from the Lord, February 20th, 2025. It was the Hamans have gone out to hunt word. For the year of the Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord. Capitals, a year of reversals, overturnings, sifting, shaking, shock, says the Lord. Shock. Those were two words having to do directly with the window that we are in. Now, in the midst of all of this prophetically playing out before us, with the shutdown, the blood moons, this happening within the two Purims that are flanked by blood moons, Haman arising in New York City, all of this happening. With the shutdown, there is a point of contention that is beginning to bring panic in the nation. Approximately 42 million Americans nationwide are expected to lose access to food assistance through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is called SNAP, due to the government shutdown. So the people that the Democrats and unscrupulous Republicans enslaved on SNAP and entitlement programs are now going to literally snap. Isn't it interesting that that's the name of the program? It's called SNAP. And that's what about 42 million people in this nation are about to do. And now millions of people, they're about to literally, they're making threats already. They're about to snap because they're going to lose their food stamps. And that is exactly what Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, AOC, Mamdani, and others want, including Rhino Republicans. They want them to snap. They want them to cause chaos, looting, thievery, and destruction, to now, through another avenue of shutdown, bully the nation to cave to them, just as they did during COVID. They're using the same playbook as COVID. They literally are just reversing it. That's all they're doing. They're using the same playbook as COVID. They've just now reversed it, and now they've got the government on shutdown instead of the economy. And now that 42 million people are going to lose SNAP food benefits, they're literally going to snap. And the big box stores are now being threatened. Now, before I continue, I will say this. If you are in a very serious situation and you're in danger of losing food and assistance, and you are just, you know, find yourself in a difficult position, if you email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com and you can you know, show us the proper documentation, we will help you with some groceries. We will try and help you and buy you some groceries. We are also looking into teaming up with a local food bank as well that we know of in the area to help them too with the massive influx that is threatening to come in. So if you need help with that, you can email us and we're going to ask you to provide some documentation and we will be glad to help buy groceries for our viewers that are struggling in the middle of this right now, because that's what we want to do. We also have Mission Christ Love. You can apply to Mission Christ Love. You can email us at the same hello email and basically submit when you're in catastrophic circumstances, difficult circumstances, and we will help you with what you're struggling with. We will help pay whatever bill. We will help pay for a surgery. We will help do whatever you're struggling with. We will help step in and do it. And so we've been doing that for 5 years now, Mission Christ Love. And we have been able, praise God, to help many of our viewers who watch. So just wanted to put that in there as we're going into this further. Now, we're going back to this now. We're going back to the snap that's going to make people snap. Okay, so this is where we're at with this. Now, the big box stores are being threatened. They're already threatening to come in and rob them. Like literally the big box stores across the nation, this group of 42 million people, there's threats that they're just going to come in and loot and rob the stores then. Now, here is a what you sow, you shall reap moment for the big box stores. The big box stores ripped Mike Lindell off the shelves faster than you can say MyPillow over COVID and the elections, ripped all of his products out of their stores. Well, the very liberals and lobbyists that lured the big box stores and encouraged them to rip Mike Lindell and his products out of their stores are now ready to feed you to the wolves and are encouraging those ready to snap over SNAP. They're not standing in the way of them invading your stores and stealing your products out of entitlement. This is exactly what the SNAP program is. It's meant to create an entitled mentality. An entitled mentality that the government has to take care of you, that you don't have to do anything to take care of yourself. Now, yes, do people get into difficult circumstances, sickness, you know, catastrophic circumstances? Absolutely. But there's also people that take advantage of it and they become entitled and get an entitlement mentality. And then they become a slave to the system. You see, this is about breaking the slavery of the system. This is about breaking a spirit of bondage that the lobbyists and the liberals have had, along with the Republicans that align with them, have had on this nation through these programs. This is about breaking something off here and setting people free of this and actually giving them worth and actually having them. The word of God says, if you don't work, you don't eat. Having them actually work and feel useful and valuable in society. So this is about really liberating people back into the workforce as well. But these big box stores ripped Mike Lindell out, and now they're getting ready to have all their products ripped off their shelves by the very liberals that encouraged them to kick out Mike Lindell. And this is the year of reversals. This is happening within the year that God prophesied would be the year of Purim reversals. This is why we're seeing happen it now. Now, why the 10th month? Why in the 10th month is this happening? Why is this set to expire now? Why are they threatening to steal and come in like thieves and take everything out of these stores? Well, if you go back to the agenda of John 10:10, which I had warned December 2024 was going to come up all of 2025, it says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. We're in the 10th month. John 10:10, that's the agenda. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. That's the answer. Life and life more abundant, speaking that into the vein of the situation. Now, Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, and their band of merry amigos here are petrified by the radical wing of their own party. They are actually afraid of the radical wing of their own party. The Frankenstein monster they created has now turned on them. And they are being led, I don't know how else to say this, they're being led by demonic forces. That is totally influencing their thinking right now. That's operating in the spirit of Amalek. That's operating in the spirit of Haman, amidst a window of two Purims that have blood moons, while the White House is posting a picture of a blood moon, while Haman is literally arising in New York City. Think about this. And I will tell this for them. You as Haman and King Saul, you will fall on your own sword. You will, because that is the road of treachery you have chosen to commit to. With soothsayers and with unclean spirits and with unclean ideologies. And the Democrats proposed a 68-page bill to stop the shutdown. They've put forth a 68-page bill to stop the shutdown. Well, let me tell you some of what's in this bill. Let's just go over the mixed bag of nuts that they have presented in this bill. I'm going to tell you something. You want a great spending bill? Go down to the South, get a bunch of rednecks and put them in a room. They will have it sorted out in no time. I am telling you now. Just go find yourself a bunch of rednecks in the South. God bless them. We absolutely love them. Get them to Washington, D.C. Get them the hey into a room, and you will see, let me tell you, a spending bill come out that probably involves stripping Congress of all of their entitlements. So that's what I think, honestly, the plan we should be going with right now here in America. And I think it would be way more effective than the mixed bag of nuts we're dealing with now. So let's get into this bill, because I looked at this bill. I actually went on and took a look-see, and then our team took a look-see too. And let me just tell you what's in it. Yes, the main point of contention is health care, but it goes deeper than that. Chuck Schumer wants $4 million for LGBTQIXYZ projects. Projects. That's what he wants in the bill. Then they want $8 million to go to Micronesia and the Republic of the Marshall Islands, which is near the equator. They want to take $8 million and send it to a little island. Gee, wonder who's on it. Wonder what they're doing there. Near the equator. It's in the bill. You can't make this stuff up. So this is what's going on too. Okay, now, House of Representatives, all of Congress, they want for their salaries $90 million. They want you to give them $90 million, which is interesting because King Nebuchadnezzar was involved in something that was 92, a statue made out of gold that was 90 feet high, and it didn't end well for Nebuchadnezzar either. Now, It gets better. Then they want for the sergeant at arms and doorkeeper of the Senate, $66,500,000. So between the $90 million and this, they want you to give them $156,500,000 for their expenses. Okay, they must have toilets made of gold there. All right. And then they want that too, that $66,500,000 for the Sergeant at Arms Business Continuity and Disaster Recovery Fund, which is a financial account established to support the business continuity and disaster recovery needs of the Senate. What kind of disaster are they planning on recovering from? They want $66,500,000 so they, as the Senate, could recover from a disaster. Well, what kind of disaster are you planning? What are you anticipating here that you need that much money? Okay, so they're trying to cushion themselves for a recovery because apparently they see a disaster coming. Now, the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, which happens to be in Paris, we have to give $437,457,804 to a bank in France. Which, let me tell you, Macron, he's involved in his own stuff right now. That man is up to his neck in scandal, and it's getting worse by the day. But $437,457,804 to a bank in Paris, named the European Bank for Reconstruction. Okay, then they want $373,698,630 for the period to beginning for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. They want over $373 million for Obamacare. They're giving more to the bank in Paris than they are to Obamacare. That's shocking. Then they want another $30,897,398 for teaching health centers that operate graduate medical education programs. So they want it for teaching health centers, over $30 million. Then they want another $17 million $17,074,653 as well, having to do with healthcare. Now, I will tell you, Congress is getting paid a lot of money by insurance lobbyists and drug company lobbyists to ensure that healthcare is not in the benefit of the people paying for it, but always to the benefit of the insurance and drug companies to the detriment of the patient. The system is rigged. That's why they want all of this in here, because they get kickbacks from this. If the Democrats get all this in the bill, guess what happens? Those lobbyists, they're getting kickbacks from it. Mark my words. Now, $67 million is for Biden's No Surprises Act. Well, there were a ton of surprises with Biden, so that can't even fund all the surprises with Biden. That pays for patients' unexpected medical bills. $67 million, more medical. $14,030,000 as well for, let's see here, for low-income programs. They haven't defined what those are. Now, this is where I hate to say this, but they really shove it to the old people of America. Old people, you need to rise up. The elderly, you need to rise up. They only want to give you $1,250,000 for aging and disability resource centers. That's it. They want to give the patriarchs in our nation only $1,250,000 because it's all going to Obamacare, LGBTQ plus XYZ, and illegal immigrant health care. So the elderly and patriarchs that have paid their way in this nation all these years, they only want to give $1,250,000 to. Then they want to give $416,667 to coordination of efforts to inform older Americans about benefits available under federal and state programs. So they want over $416,000 to be able to inform older Americans about the benefits available that they can't afford. Okay, Then we get to the Whopper. The Whopper, right? Every burger has a king. Well, this is it. This is the Whopper right here. Medicare Improvement Fund. $1,033,000,000 for Medicare. And let me tell you, that I believe includes Medicaid too. And that ain't all for the legal in this nation. That money is not all for the legal. They want over $1 billion to dump into Medicare. Now, I understand people need Medicare and they pay into the system. I get all that. But I'm saying they are asking for an enormous amount of money. What the hey are they hiding in Medicare? You know what? I mean, that could be Chuck Schumer's, annual doctor's visit alone, probably, with everything that's going on with that man. But okay, so over $1 billion for Medicare. All right. Then they want, they only want to give veterans assistance for supportive services for very low income veteran families in permanent housing, $35 million. So the veterans are, you know, on the low end of the totem pole with the elderly, and they only want to give them $35 million who have fought for this nation. Then they only want to give $416,667 for homeless veterans with special needs. Only $416,000 to the veterans who got screwed up in battle fighting for our freedom. And that's all they want to give them. Okay. And then they want to give $83,334 for homeless women veterans and homeless veterans with children. They are on the bottom of the totem pole in when it comes to allocation, when it comes to the spending bill. The liberals have taken the veterans and the veterans with children, and they have thrown them in a ditch. And they have prioritized LGBTQ, Obamacare, and health care for illegal immigrants over the veterans of our nation that fought for our freedom. They are even lower than the elderly, than wanting to give the elderly the $1,300,000-something. Okay? This is what the Democrats are refusing to open up the government for. This is what they're trying to hold the American people hostage for. This is what they want to see those losing snap, literally snap for. This is about keeping the, you know how Nebuchadnezzar resurrected a statue, and he builds a statue of himself and he wants everybody to bow to it. This is about the Nebuchadnezzar statue of Obamacare remaining intact. This is about that idol that they have all bowed to, that they don't want to lose because it's the legacy. This is what this is about. And it's deplorable and it's disgusting. And they're funneling all that money to insurance, Medicare, Obamacare, and other countries that have nothing to do with us on top of it. And Congress is giving themselves a load of your tax dollars, and they want to load this up when it comes to insurance and medical, because they're getting kickbacks for it. They are getting major kickbacks for pushing these agendas through for the insurance and drug companies. And this is what they're trying to hold President Trump hostage over. You see, right now, he has determined that Xi of communist China is easier to negotiate with right now than the Democrats. And this is going to be a fall on their own sword moment. This is going to be a fall on their own sword moment because they're literally trying to bring it to civil war. They are trying to cause the stores to be looted. The stores that believe they're delicate dainties and kicked out people like Mike Lindell, they're now leaving them sitting ducks for people to come in and just completely loot the stores because they're not getting the SNAP benefits that the Democrats put them on the plantation with and enslave them with. So now they're dependent on it with no way out. This is the vacuum they're trying to create. So when the White House posts a picture of a blood moon in the middle of this, you are watching Purim, Haman, Amalek, that spirit attempting to rise in the nation and annihilate what doesn't agree with it. This is why we're watching all this happen too within that those two Purim windows. This is why. This is the year of Purim reversals, which means decrees of destruction would go out. And we have seen that happen. We have seen a pattern of that, in fact. And they're bringing it. The reason why the Democrats, now, I'm going to say something here, but tomorrow is Halloween. Do you know why the Democrats don't want to come to a deal before then? Because many of them worship in the occult and they worship Satan. And not only them, there are Republicans who are holding hands with them that are doing it too. The debauchery and the worship of the kingdom of darkness is rampant in Washington, D.C. And they don't want to come to a deal right now because they're trying to serve their father, the devil, you brood of vipers. And that is exactly what you are. You're a brood of vipers, and they're purposely not coming to a deal now. You know why? Because they know on the 31st, darkness increases, which means people will be more under the influence to do what? To go loot, to go steal, to go destroy, to go out and fulfill the dark agenda of the first part of John 10:10 as disciples of darkness that are chained to this wickedness. This is why they have not come to a deal yet, because they want to align this with tomorrow and sacrifices that go on tomorrow and the debauchery and the perversion and the darkness and the blasphemy against God that goes on that day. They are trying to align it for that. Align it in order to try to open a gate in this nation in order to try to do what Haman did. To try to make those buckle who will not bow to their ungodly, demonic, blasphemous, perverted, dark, sadistic agendas. And you just watch what happens from this. This is why the warning for 2026 in the midterms was the wise man built his house upon the rock and the foolish man built his house upon the sand, Matthew 7. And the rains fell and the flood came and the torrents came and the winds blew. And the house that was built upon sand, great and complete was its fall. The sand of the Middle East as well. So keep that in mind as we're watching this, because there are strategic spiritual elements in this that they're attempting to align, and they know darn good and well what they're doing. They know. This is why we have to be interceding tomorrow. I wish President Trump would have called for a day of prayer on the 31st and repentance. I really wish he would have. I wish he still does it. He still calls for a national day of prayer and repentance. I believe it is crucial to what we see happening. It is crucial to break it right now. It is crucial to breach what is happening and the advance that is coming at us. This is a spiritual war that has physical consequences. This is why I truly believe we need a Department of Spiritual Warfare at the White House. I truly believe we need a Division of Spiritual Warfare, because you are dealing with the legalities in the realm of the spirit, some very dark altars, dark powers. There's dark altars in D.C. They're trying to align it with tomorrow. They won't open the government back up and make the agreement, partly because of that. There's a lot going on there. So we need to be sober-minded, vigilant, aware, like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times of seasons, realizing what's going on so we can get ahead of it and break it and bring it down in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what we need to do. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be bringing Jordan and Nason in a couple minutes. I filmed with them earlier today, but Missy and Cyrus make huge cameos in this. So if you want to watch Missy and Cyrus go a little ballistic on camera, stay tuned, because that's coming as well. A couple of things, though. I want to put up Brace for Impact before we go to Jordan and Nace. I did not realize how prophetic this title would be when I wrote this book, but we are at that point, Brace for Impact. It is available for pre-order on Amazon. You can go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down, you can click on the link. It will take you to Amazon and you can pre-order it. It is coming out April 7th, 2026. It's got the blood moon on it. Let me tell you, what's in this book is aligning with what's happening now. So if you can, you could go pre-order it on Amazon right now at arcofgrace.org. Also, There's some events coming up. The Revelation Conversation. I will be at Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer's Church of the White House Office of Faith. And we will be having, along with our lovely other guests here, the Revelation Conversation, Monday, November 10th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Time at Sheridan Church. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/events for all of our events, as well as information you might be looking for as well when it comes to the ministry. Also, there's two events in December. And then we're going to bring on Missy, Cyrus, Jordan, and Nace. So, Make America Great Again Business Conference. I'm going to be there speaking as well. Eric Trump will be there. It's being hosted by Pastor Phil and Tammy Hostin, Pillar of Influence Church. Of course, Clay Clark is running it. So, if it is in Anaheim, California as well, so you could go to arcofgrace.org. It is in December. I think it's the 9th and the 10th of December, if I'm not, but you could go to arcofgrace.org/events. And you could find out the date of the conference. And, oh no, it's not. It's December 4th and 5th. I'm sorry. Clay's conference is December 4th and 5th. And I'm going to confirm this. Yes, it's December 4th and 5th. And then I'm going from Anaheim to Phoenix to David Herzog's church to be part of the Festival of Miracles and Lights. I will be speaking there. It's December 4th. Through 7th. I will be speaking Sunday night, the 7th, as of now. And so we're looking forward to seeing you there. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about that. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to kick this over to them in a minute. So keep God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. Oh, we also have the Ephesians scriptures for you up there that I say every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 and Hebrews 11. We want to encourage you with the word. And now, as we close, I'm going to bring it over to Jordan and Ace Roberts of Crid Down, Chow Down, and Missy and Cyrus making their debut because now they have grass-fed, grass-finished dog treats that they have come out with. So we're going to show that to you now. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So we have two gentlemen with us I'm going to bring on. Many of you met them about a month or so ago. Jordan and Nace Roberts of Grid Down, Chow Down are here. They actually have some new products they want to talk about, too, which I think many of you will find fascinating, not only for yourselves, but for your pets. So let's bring them on now, Jordan and Nace Roberts.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming on, gentlemen. So you have Grid Down, Chow Down.
Yes, ma'am.
Which you have freeze-dried beef, Salvation Track in every package.
Yes.
Right? Which is wonderful. I love that you do that. And now, on top of that, people can order some other products that I have in front of me that you send. So if you want to talk about them, I'll hold them up.
Yes. So we started a new line of products. It's grass-fed, grass-finished jerky. So it's the whole cow ground into the jerky. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the ingredients, that is the mild. So there's just a couple ingredients in there. There's no,
you want me to read them?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Grass fed beef, sea salt, garlic powder, cayenne pepper, chili pepper powder, and black pepper. That is all that's in here. There's ingredients right there. That's all that's in this, which is
that's
amazing.
All that's in it. Yeah, there's no nitrates, there's no preservatives, there's no soy, there's no MSG, there's nothing in there.
I'll show
there's
them
not
what
a big
it
long
looks
list.
Like.
Yeah, do it.
I'll show them. Up there's. Oh, now I'm going to show you guys because I talked to you guys a lot about this on Ark of Grace, our audience.
Right.
Here is the Salvation Track.
Right.
In the package, so every package has one of these, which is absolutely amazing. And then I'm going to pull this out. And this is how it comes, vacuum packed, totally freeze dry, vacuum packed, which is wonderful. And then I'm going to try to get it open here while we're talking. Is there a little like tear that I can perforate or tear it?
There is down at the bottom corner.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. Okay. This is how it looks right there. So that's what it looks like.
So that is steak jerky. That is the whole cow.
I can
cow.
Smell it.
Mm-hmm. That is the whole cow. So there's one, there's the original, there's mild, there's medium, and then there'll be hot. And then I also sent you a test for your puppies. So this
is Grid Down, Chow Down dog jerky.
Right.
That we're going to test on our own dog. So it's grass-fed, grass-finished.
Yes.
Except it doesn't have all the spices in it.
It doesn't have anything. It's just
beef. It doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
So I'll show you, everyone. See, there's the Salvation track again. See, it's in every, but they say every bag. They're not kidding you. It's in every bag.
Even for your pets. We got a Salvation track.
Okay, we'll open it up. Too bad the dogs aren't down here.
Oh, man.
Missy Cyrus. Let me see. Oh, you want me to see while we're talking if the animal staff can bring the dogs down? We'll
do
try it.
Do it. Right here. It
okay, so if you want to tell people a little bit about the product and the promo yes. code, you could do that while I'm calling our animal staff to bring them down.
Yeah, so this is a jerky healthy for everybody. I think people have been looking for it. We made it because we love jerky and we were tired of all the poisons we're putting in our body. And so we wanted something. We wanted real food for real life that we didn't have to worry about what was in it. And so there's just, and the ingredients are organic. So they're either, you know, salt and pepper and everything else is organic. And so this is what I feed my kids. My kids love it. Your kids love it. Everybody on our team, they're trying to steal it. Every time we open up a pack, they're eating it from us. But if you go and you use the promo code ARC, you can go and support us and the farmers and the ranches that we team up with. And you can support Amanda Grace and her ministry as well. But this is on our website. And so this gets directly shipped to you guys. And just remember, there's nothing poisonous in it. There's no preservatives. There's no nitrates. There's no,
that's amazing.
No vaccine.
Yeah. So, nope. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our beef.
The big V.
Yeah. The beef isn't vaccinated. It doesn't have growth hormones. It doesn't have antibiotics. It's grass fed, grass finished, just like God intended it to be. And that is what we're bringing back.
It's so important with what's happened to our food supply.
Right.
And Make America Healthy Again is trying to do as well with the food supply, you know, trying to turn that whole ship around, which is a big ship to turn. And Robert Kennedy Jr. is going at it there with that. Right. So it's so important that we use wisdom as believers and we use products too. Up here they come.
Here we go.
Joe brought them in. Missy and Cyrus are here. Miss. OK, come here. Cyrus, come here. Oh. Look at this. Look at the reaction. Okay. Cyrus, here. Oh, do you like this? So you all can see how your dogs would respond to their grass-fed, grass-finished jerky for dogs that really only has beef in it. That's it.
It's just beef. Yep.
That's the only ingredient. So, okay, we'll give them one more. Now, they're normally well-behaved, but they smell this. Come on. You want to take it? Cyrus? Oh, good boy. Yes. Okay. Very good. Well, it's a hit, gentlemen.
There you
go. There's our test group right there that just came in. So for all of you, you saw Missy and Cyrus's response to the jerky and said it's a wonderful, healthy alternative for your dog. If you don't like what they're putting in dog treats nowadays, because they're putting all sorts of things in, including dyes, including things dogs shouldn't even eat.
Right.
They're putting in dogs' treats. This is a healthy, safe alternative for them. So just, and Cyrus is, oh, he wants the regular beef jerky now. No, Cyrus, honey, you can't have that, but you can have this guy. Okay. So I think it's wonderful you're doing that. I do. Because we get from people all the time, what dog treats does Amanda use? Like, what does she recommend for food?
Right.
You know, what is she? So people are searching not only for themselves, but their pets. So it's nice that you guys are dealing with all of God's creation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I just got a report about people using bio waste on all these farmlands. It's over tens of millions of acres. And what it's doing is putting forever chemicals into not only the beef, but into the cheese, into the milk products. And so there is some ranchers up north right now having to get rid of their entire herds because of the stuff that we're actually putting onto the land. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important that we're teaming up with local farmers and ranchers that we believe we trust. And they're also believers. And so we end up with, I believe, one of the best products that you can buy. And I saw a report that there's four big meat packing companies in the United States, and the majority of their beef is imported from over 20 countries. And when they bring it in, if they have some type of value add, whether they slice it, grind it, or box it in the USA, they're allowed to put it's a product of the United States of America. This is actually grown
and it's
on
not.
Our neighbor's land. Yeah, this is grown in Oklahoma by some of our friends
That's
and family.
Right.
So this is stuff that you guys, that we trust. That's the only reason that we're even bringing it to everybody else, because it's something that we actually put into our own bodies.
And, And we need to team up and support local farmers, because we have people like Bill Gates and others trying to buy up the farmland in this country. We've got other foreign nations trying to buy up significant amounts of farmland in this country. And it's important to team up with ranchers that actually care for the animals, that have principle, that have value. And so it's wonderful that you guys are doing that with the local ranchers and the local farmers in this nation.
So is the Lord laying anything on you for what they're saying about November 1st, about not going to big box stores or anything like that? Has he laid anything on your heart about anything coming up?
Now, who's the one leading the charge for not going to big box stores?
So that is basically because all the food stamps are going to be denied. They're going to be wiped out. So you got 42 million people that are going to be desperate. And so they're like threatening Walmart and Target and Costco and all these places that they're not going to be able to go and buy $1,000 worth of groceries on November 1st. And so as far as big cities, like some of those Walmarts be only like buy by phone only and then pick up, you know, so some of those stores could be a little bit dangerous coming up.
Well, it could be. And this is, you know, we have to use wisdom always.
Right.
But what they're doing, and I'll say this very fast, is they're reverse engineering something here. So when COVID happened, they shut down the economy. The government wasn't shut down. The economy shut down, right? Okay, so they went for that backbone of America, which put a lot of pressure on President Trump, and decisions started being made. Now, they've reversed engineered this. So now, instead of going for the shutdown of the economy initially, because that hurt them too much, they're going to shut down the government.
Right.
And they're going to put the strain on the people that way. So it's the same playbook.
Right.
They've just shifted what they're trying to shut down and hold hostage now.
Right.
In this nation. And this is where we have believers have to understand, and we as the people of America have to understand, we have to stop depending on the government for to be our source. Almighty God is our source. The government isn't our source.
Right.
The government should not be ultimately our source. And so, yes, I mean, are they trying to cause a civil war of sorts in this land? Yes, they are. Is the spirit of Amalek stirred up? Is the spirit of Haman stirred? Yes, it is. We as believers can stand and intercede in the middle of this. I personally think President Trump needs to call for a national day of prayer and repentance. You want my honest opinion? You want to see this crisis evaded? There's your prophetic take right there, gentlemen.
I like it. You know, Jesus is the only way out of this.
He is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through him. He is the door. Right. And so we have to understand that in the middle of the chaos man and Satan attempt to create from their own ideologies and their own greed and their own agendas, that we serve a far greater God in this. And that's who we need to bring this case before with what's happening. It's his court. So, yeah. So, gentlemen, this is a... I know it's coming to the wire here, and we're all praying and interceding, and you know, we'll just continue to pray together. But you can use the promo code ARC. Well, how much of a discount do they get when they use promo code ARC?
I think they get a 10% discount.
Okay. Every time they order.
Every time.
Every time you order, you get a 10% discount. And now you can actually order their beef jerky as well. And can they order this?
We will have it up by the time you launch this.
Okay, so you will be able to order the all-natural jerky for your dogs as well. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. We very much appreciate seeing you. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having us.
God bless you.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one.
Thank you. And that was Jordan and Ace Roberts of Grid Down Chowdown. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, scroll down, and you can click on their link and go there and use promo code ARC. Thank you, everyone, for watching. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6 and say Psalm 91 every single day. God bless.